Hey, welcome to another episode of Gaming on 10 Bucks a Week. My name is Don, and with me today is Juan. What's up, Juan?
What's going on, man?
Not much. It's been months since we've done this.
Several.
We're probably just recording it for Ted at this point.
Yeah. We can entertain him.
Yeah. I'd like to do it more, but man, it's been busy summer.
Yeah, it's been pretty crazy for me, too. I've been all over the place.
Yeah, saw that. That's all right. Now it's the time to do it. Over the winter, then we'll be able to do an episode every couple days, right?
Yep.
Be stuck in the house.
Yeah. Well, at least not here, not so much. We don't get it. Well, do you get snow over there?
Yeah, yeah. Not a ton.
Okay.
I'll be working on pins in the garage, probably.
Yeah.
With the space heater, but it'll be all right. So instead of blasting through the last 3 months worth of deals or however much, let's just talk about what's going on now. Xbox games for gold and PlayStation Plus free games were both announced, so that's something we could talk about. I've been playing a lot of stuff lately, but why don't we talk about what you've been playing, Juan?
Well, I'm super happy that finally I'm getting some free games on the Xbox One.
Yeah.
So far we've gotten three. We got that Halo, what's it called?
Spartan Assault?
Yeah, and you know, I still haven't played that one, but the one I'm playing is that Guacamelee.
Oh yeah, Guacamelee, that game's awesome.
That game is awesome. I'm playing it with my daughter, doing the co-op, and she likes it a lot, so.
I haven't tried the co-op. I played it on the Vita, but just by myself.
Yeah. And it seems like it's a great game to play, you know, in a portable system. And that's what I thought I was going to do. But once I saw it was going to be free for Xbox One, I just waited and got it. And we're playing it again. Probably finish it this weekend because I know it's kind of it's supposed to be short.
Yeah, so, what's in the Super whatever edition? Do you know what the difference is?
I don't know yet. I don't know. I was wondering about that, and I figured that I will play through the game straight through and then find out. You know, if there's any, like, extra missions or whatever. I know there are, like, different costumes and stuff you can wear.
So, oh, okay.
I don't know if that's...
The DLC.
Yeah, I don't know if that was DLC before. Kind of like Tomb Raider did that with the Definitive Edition.
Yeah, you know? I think that's what they did.
Yeah, you had all the...
let's see. All of it's DLC and a large chunk of all new content is what it says.
Yep. Okay, so I'll check it out and then see exactly what it is. Because I downloaded it. We played it for, like, 3 hours straight.
Cool.
And that was cool. I liked it, you know, Metroidvania style.
Yeah.
Seems a little bit on the easy side, I would say, so far.
Yeah, I agree.
I like the humor, though.
Yeah, very funny. Yeah. Lots of nods to other games, too, yeah. Which is kind of cool.
Yeah, so... And, so I speak Spanish, so a lot of the, you know, Spanish-centric jokes and stuff like that. Yeah. So I like that. I played that. I bought Trials Fusion, and I don't know if it was the last episode that I said I will get it, and I did get it, and that's really good, but I'm to a point now where it's like I'm just frustrated because it gets so hard.
Yeah, you kind of hit a stopping point.
Yeah. Cool thing.
They actually just released DLC this week.
Yeah, I saw that. I don't think I'll buy it.
No.
So, but I'm waiting for the online multiplayer DLC to be released because, you know, if you remember that my son can get all the games that I buy, so mm-hmm. I want to play it with him. But, you know, initially the co-op multiplayer was not included. It was supposed to be later on for DLC. So I need to check, see if that's part of that first batch or something that's not out yet.
Actually, I bought the DLC yesterday and I played it, and they added tournaments, online tournaments.
Oh, okay.
Where I think you do, it's either three races or four races, and they're all in the same difficulty. You can do easy, medium, or hard, I think. And you have a certain number of hours to complete them, or a certain number of days. And I can't remember, I think maybe it gives you money, in-game money, if you do well.
Okay.
I noticed in the easy tournament, I was number 37. I only gave it one shot, just kind of ran through it. My daughter kept grabbing the controller, but I thought that was okay. I don't know if I... gotten anything. Oh. But the new tracks were okay, kind of in a way more of the same. I think 10 of them are from the other games and they're kind of reworked, and then 18 are brand new, and there's a new game called I forget what it's called. It's like a little a mini game or whatever, but it's all really physics based, where you'll like run up the side of a seesaw and then it'll come down, and you try to get as far as you can in 1 minute.
Yeah, I mean the game is a lot of fun. I played it for like 2 weeks straight, and a coworker, I told him about it. He bought it, and you know, so we're trying to beat each other's scores now. Every once in a while.
Yeah, that's the best part.
And then we just talk smack about it at work. So
cool.
So that's cool. You know, too sad that you can't compare scores with your friends from like the 360, even though it's the same game. So yeah, so that was a good buy. So, but I haven't played it in a few weeks now. So, but I did play it for a while. Then after that, I've just been back to playing a whole lot of Battlefield 4 and Rock Band 3, which I never stopped playing Rock Band 3, and I guess that's probably one of my best values, because like twice a month, I'm still buying DLC for it. You know, a lot of the tracks, you know, are on sale for $1, and I still buy $2 tracks. And, you know, I just noticed that some of the tracks are actually now starting to vanish from the store.
Because getting delisted.
Yeah, the licenses are expiring. So, and there were always songs there that are like, oh, I know I will eventually get them. I'll buy it later. Like, Don't Stop Believing from Journey. Now, I went to download it last weekend and noticed that it was gone. And then I started reading, and yeah, a lot of those tracks are being delisted. So that kind of sucks. So,
there used to be a website that showed you all the songs when they were getting delisted. It was something like 3 or 4 a week, it looked like. I haven't looked at it in a while, but...
Yeah, I saw that, and after, you know, I said, you know, I know I'm not crazy. I know this song was here, because I played it before at a friend's house, and I didn't know that any of them got delisted. I know that when they went from Rock Band 2 to 3, and some songs were not able to be exported from one to the other. I knew that. I just didn't know that about, you know, licenses actually expiring and the tracks dropping from the store. But now I know, so I need to buy a whole lot more before they get.
So is your 360 still hooked up or something?
Yeah, it's still. Oh, okay. Yeah, and that's all I use it for, just to play Rock Band.
Yeah.
I still play. Cool. I play it a lot. So yeah. So you gifted me something on the for iOS.
Yeah.
Monument Valley. That game is good.
Yeah, it took me by surprise. A lot of times games like that, it's kind of a puzzle platformer. Not platformer, but I don't know, weird puzzle game. Anyway, yeah, it usually hit a certain point and I stop caring or it gets too hard. But this one, I beat it in an hour or two, and then I just wanted to play it again right away.
Okay. No, yeah, it looks pretty. I like how it looks. And
great look.
It's interesting. I like that style of game, so... yeah, thanks for that. That was pretty cool. I'm still playing it.
Sure.
And I downloaded Pure Pinball because it comes with a free table. I don't know if you downloaded that.
Is it like a Turok kind of table?
Yeah, it's like a dinosaur theme. And it's crazy because it steals like some of the voices from like Mortal Kombat, like Fatality.
Oh, really?
And yeah. Combo. Cool. And it sounds really close to Steve Ricci, because he's the one that did that voice work, right?
Yeah.
So if you get a chance, try it out, and you'll see, like, it sounds really close to Mortal Kombat. So
I played it when it came out, and I liked the table, and I liked the rules and stuff, but it was kind of like a typical 90s design.
Right.
I mean, nothing crazy, nothing like Zen Pinball or whatever.
Yeah, no,
it wasn't boring or anything. It was just kind of a straightforward.
Yeah, it was. It's free. So, but every time I'm bored, I find myself playing it.
That's cool.
Yeah, just because it's there. And right now, I only have 2 games on my iPhone because it's full.
Yeah,
it's
I know that
Pinball
is.
And Monument Valley. I downloaded Republic. Is that the name of it?
Yeah. Well, that takes up a lot of memory right there.
Yeah, and I started it just to see what it looked like. It seemed interesting, but I didn't go back to it. I haven't gone back to it yet, so eventually I'll play that. That seemed pretty interesting, too.
Yeah, I downloaded it on my iPod, and then I never did get around to playing it. Yeah. It was free like a month ago.
Yeah, I think that you mentioned it during the last episode, or either on the message, you know, on a group message
thread.
You sent it, and I downloaded it just because of that, and that's it, but at least I've been playing some games.
Yeah, though, and actually,
Mm-hmm.
It's August 1st, so there's two more free Xbox One games.
Oh, shoot. And,
you know, can download it right now.
Yeah, that Panzer Dragoon, what's the name of it?
Crimson Dragon.
Crimson Dragon. I need to go get that. And, shoot. So now that you mentioned that, isn't Zen Pinball out on the Xbox One today, too?
No, it got pushed.
Oh.
They said they're going to make it backwards compatible, or it'll be cross-buy, so everything you bought on 360 you can download eventually on the Xbox One.
Okay,
but
good.
It was going to take an extra couple weeks to make it happen, so it'll come this month here
cool,
in August.
I only have, like, the Street Fighter 2 table, because it was, like...
Oh, okay, well, you'll get that one.
Yeah, it was, like, 250 ones, and I had, like, just enough points to buy something like that, and I bought it, which I like it, though. And but I buy all my tables on the Vita because of the crossbar.
Yeah,
you know.
Cause I have all of them except the new ones on the Xbox, and I stopped buying them just with Deadpool because of the crossbar on the
Vita.
Yeah,
it's just that the value is just too good,
yeah.
And your scores transfer from console to console.
Yep.
So
yeah.
If I'm you
same
know
leaderboard,
they're not separate leaderboards, so I like that. So
yeah.
So you're really playing the same game. How about that, is the Walking Dead table out?
Nope, it's not out. It comes out this month.
Okay.
Guardians of the Galaxy kind of came out of nowhere, and they released it this week.
Yep. Did you get it?
And I played it, yeah, I got it on the PS3, and I played it once or twice. It was pretty good. There's, like, a jailbreak at the beginning. I haven't seen the film yet.
Okay.
But, like, all the balls are kind of different colors, like the Avengers table was.
Okay.
And there's a jailbreak, and so whatever characters you save, certain balls, you have to hit certain shots with certain balls. Like, oh, Groot, we need you to do this or that, and so you have to hit that shot with that ball. It's kind of cool, kind of different.
Nice. Yeah, I'll probably
play it. I only played it a couple times.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah, nowadays, that's the only thing I use my Vita for, just to play Zen Pinball.
Oh.
Yeah.
And the other free Xbox One game is Strike Suit Zero.
I have no idea what that is.
I don't know. It looks kind of like Colony Wars-ish. I don't know.
Hmm.
Wing Commander-y. I don't know.
I'll get it. It's free.
Yeah, it's free.
Yeah. And correct me if I'm wrong, that the Games with Gold program, even if your gold expires, you get to keep the games. Is that correct?
Can keep them forever.
Yeah, it's not like with the PS Plus that, you know, they're tied to the subscription.
Right, yeah, you have to have a current subscription on PS Plus. I was trying to find the free games on PlayStation Plus.
Yeah, I think. Oh, yeah, they had Strider last month, and that was new, and I was going to buy that. So
yeah.
As soon as I saw it, they've got it on the PS4. I downloaded it. I haven't played it yet, but I want to.
A little pro tip is, even if you don't have an Xbox One or a PlayStation 4, if you still have a Plus or a Gold account, you can still buy the games for next gen, and then whenever you get it, you'll have those games waiting for you.
Okay, because you can do it on the website, right?
Yeah, you can do it online, and you want to do it, you still have to do it while it's free, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I didn't do it with Don't Starve, and so I missed out on that, but then I realized, oh, I need to do this. So, I bought all of them since.
Cool. Yeah, I need to start doing that, because my son is the one that uses the PS4, and if they don't catch his attention, he won't, you know, put them on the cart or
download
whatever.
It.
So, like with Strider, I knew he wasn't going to download that, so I had to tell him, hey, make sure you download this.
So, well, at least buy them. You don't have to download them. A lot of times I'll cancel the...
Right.
Like, a lot of the free games I already have on disc, so I'll buy them and then just not download them.
Yeah, just for the hell of it. So, no, that's cool. Yeah, good stuff going on, and... this is good for us, man, because as the competition gets more aggressive, we get better content for free.
Yeah,
so,
that's right.
Like, I was really happy with getting Guacamelee on free on the Xbox One. And
heck yeah, man.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, one of the other game that of the month before, Curse of the Brotherhood. Yeah,
yep.
That's pretty cool too.
Yeah, I played it on the Wii a little bit. I think the demo was on the Wii. And so this is the new one.
Yeah, I like it simple, and my daughter was playing it, and that's cool, because I just sit there and watch her play it. So it's cool. It's a game I didn't have to pay for, so I like it. How's that? Is that Halo Spartan Assault any good?
It's kind of like a twin-stick shooter. You're running around with one stick and then shooting with the other. And it's all right. I mean, it's not bad, but you have your loadout just like you would in a typical Halo.
Mm-hmm.
But your gut reaction in that type of game is just to spray bullets everywhere.
Uh-huh.
But you can't. I mean, you have your clip, you run out of ammo and stuff.
Oh, interesting.
So you play it like Halo, but the perspective is a three-quarter view.
Okay.
It's not bad. It's dropped in price several times, and I think I paid $10 for it, and I've hardly touched it. I didn't really catch me. Every level kind of felt the same, but it was still fun. I mean,
okay. Well,
that game style is tried and true.
Okay. Well, it's free. I'll check it out. Yeah. So I've been making time free, actually play games lately. So, but I keep going back to the same two: Battlefield 4 and Rock Band 3 are the ones that I play the most.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, but for me, you know, remember, Battlefield 4 was the reason I bought an Xbox One. So.
Yeah, you're getting your money's worth.
Yep.
That's all right. The other free games on PS Plus, I don't know if we mentioned any of them, but Road Not Taken is going to be free on the day of release on the PS4, and Metrico on the Vita, so I'll be grabbing that. Fez on the PS4, Crysis 3, and Proteus on the PS3, and Dragon's Crown on the Vita, which that's actually cross-buy, so that'll be on the PS3
as well.
Yeah,
that's an RPG, right?
Yeah, I think it's a side-scrolling RPG.
Oh, which I like.
It's like an action RPG. Yeah, me too.
I like that style. Yeah, I like that. So I will get that.
I've been wanting to get it for so long and just kind of holding out. And then it went down to $20 this month, or last month, and I almost bought it. And I was like, eh, I'll wait. And then sure enough, boom, got announced. I already have Crysis 3, cool, Proteus, perfect. And Fez, but oh well.
Yeah, I got Fez, I think, on the Mac and haven't played it.
Yeah, it's a cool game. I have it on the 360.
Yeah, I bought it after I watched that movie, Indie Game.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, good movie. I don't know.
No.
Phil Fish still seems like a douche, but...
Yeah.
I'm assuming you can't hear me. We're really laggy in our conversation.
But we're still good, because still record just right.
Yeah.
So, I got a question. How in the world did your picture get into the King of Arcades documentary?
I don't know. He must have posted, hey, send in your game room pictures or something, and I sent it in. I didn't even remember until you brought it up, and I watched the movie, and I didn't see it, so I wasn't watching the screen the whole time.
Yeah, I think
time,
I gave you the timestamp, because
I was
watching it, and I said, hold on, that looks like Don. And then I rewound it, like, yeah, that's him, especially standing next to two pinballs.
Yeah.
T2 and something else. And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. So
yeah, Fast Breaker Roadshow or something. Yeah. Yeah, thanks for the heads up.
Yeah, what did you think of that movie?
It was good. It was kind of what I expected. They're trying to get a theatrical distribution for it.
Oh, really?
I just heard the other day. Yeah, Todd Tuckey was talking about it.
Yeah,
but I think I like Chasing Ghosts a lot. It's not my favorite video game movie, but it's solid. It's really polished, well done.
Yeah, it was good. Oh. It's still the best. My favorite is still the King of Kong, but that's the first one I watched.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you haven't seen any of those documentaries, probably you should watch Chasing Ghosts first, and then the King of Kong.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you watch them backwards and you go to Chasing Ghosts, you're like, oh, I already know most of this stuff, you know, and because they kind of like explore the same story, you know, about, you know, how Twin Galaxies was born and the whole, you know, Life Magazine shoot and all of that. You know, they're trying to redo that.
The Life Magazine shoot?
Yeah. In the same place with the same people. I saw someone posted it online the other day.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's cool. So what's next?
Did you meet Billy Mitchell, by the way?
I did. I met him. I met Walter Day. I met Richie Knuckles and, a bunch of those guys. So
Was it cool? Was it like a talk or you just
said
hi? No,
it was like I got to, because, you know, I was at the Southern Fried Game Room Expo and I was part of the staff. I was the event photographer because that's one of my that's my other hobby. So, and they were guests for the show, so, I got to spend pretty much 3 days with Walter Day, Billy Mitchell, Richie Knuckles, George Lutz, which is the guy that did the marathon run on Q-Bird, and I think he still, or used to hold the world record, David Cruz, which is the Tron Arcade world record. George Lutz is, yeah, George Lutz is the Cuber guy. And Joel West, which used to be the Berserk, world record holder, and like Arcade Legends kind of people. So, but yeah, but I will say, man, Billy Mitchell is one of the most misrepresented characters in video game history. He was a really down-to-earth guy, willing to talk to everybody, really funny. I could see how his persona could be misconstrued, because the guy, he has this vibe about him, but, like, he tends to be a smart ass. He'll say things in here and there just to mess with people. But I think with anyone, if I just take certain things you say and do and I just cut those things out and put them together, I can make you seem like a person that you're really not,
Yeah. And they needed a villain for the film, and he became the villain.
Say what?
They needed a villain for King of Khan, and he became the villain.
Yeah, so when you meet him in person, he was a super nice guy, and, he was very approachable. They had like a gaming contest with him, on second day of the show, and basically all he would do was like play Pac-Man with people, and he would play for like one board, and then you got a chance to be his score, and if you did, you got a prize. So, and he did that for like 2 hours, playing with kids and everybody, and initially, I wouldn't think that he was that type of guy. He was really just there for, to be approachable, sign all the posters, all the DVDs, and all that. So it was cool. Funny guy, too. I was a very smart guy, too. I sat through two of his panels, and it was interesting to listen to. So,
yeah.
Yeah, so it was cool, man. It was a pretty cool experience to me.
All right, so lately, we have been playing Shovel Knight. Have you heard anything about that?
No.
It's, they put together little bits and pieces of all the best pieces of a bunch of different NES games and made, like, a super awesome NES-inspired game.
What?
Yeah, it's really, really good.
I need this. What's this?
It's on the Wii U, the 3DS, and Steam.
Okay. Steam. Let me see. Steam powered, right?
Yeah, so it's basically you're a knight, you can swing your shovel, you can use it kind of like a pogo stick from DuckTales. And there's tons and tons of secrets. It's got an overworld map, kind of like Super Mario 3. It has cities, kind of like Zelda 2. It's from top to bottom, every single screen is perfect. Like, everything is thought out perfect. There's so much cool stuff in there.
Okay.
It has New Game Plus. So I played that a lot, and then I was telling my friend, oh, you gotta check this out, it's so good. And everybody keeps saying, oh, it's so good, so it's kind of like overhyped, but man, it's worth the hype. It's really, really, really strong.
I want this. This is like made for me.
Yeah.
Oh, so it just came out a month ago. Yeah, so.
About a month, yeah.
Damn, so it's available for Windows. I don't have a Windows computer. I got rid of my Wii U, but I do have a 3DS.
Yeah, I've heard that it actually looks best on 3DS, but the controls are better on the Wii U, so I went with Wii U. But the 3DS version is still supposed to be very good.
Okay, yeah, so, and I rarely ever used the 3DS, so this will give me a reason. Is it $15 also on the 3DS?
Yeah, I think it's $15 on everything.
Okay.
No, it's definitely worth it.
It looks super cool. I'm looking at the screenshots here.
The music is awesome. I downloaded the soundtrack and like a remix soundtrack, and it's just strong from top to bottom. So after playing all that, Rogue Legacy came out on the PS3 this week in the Vita, and it's been on the PC for several months, but it's or even years, I'm not sure. But it plays kind of similar to Shovel Knight, but it's a roguelike, so you're basically going into this castle to try and beat the castle, beat all the bosses in the castle. But the castle, every time you die, the whole castle changes. And you pick one of your heirs to take over for you. You always have three kids, and they all have different abilities and disadvantages.
Uh-huh.
Like one guy, like a disadvantage might be he's colorblind. So you play in black and white, but he might be a giant too, so he can, he's a lot bigger. He might be skinny, so he gets knocked over easily. He might be super strong. There's ninjas. Some guys are miners. Like, all your relatives are different, basically. Every time you die, you go into picking one of your children. So, I started... My first, life was the year, 135 to 170, the years. And I'm up into, 25, 95 now or something. Like, I've died probably hundreds of times. That's but awesome. Every time you die, so you, eventually you unlock skills, like double jump or, making yourself stronger. So you just keep getting better and better, kind of like Infinity Blade.
Right.
Every time you get stronger and stronger, just a little bit stronger, and you can make it just a little bit further in the castle. But the castle changes every time, so it's not really a pain in the ass or anything. And you can hire an architect that'll lock down the castle. He charges a huge fee, but the castle won't change. So if you find a boss, you can just keep going to that boss. Or if you find a hidden treasure chest, but you can't quite reach it, at least you can save it and you know where it is. And then once you get it, you can reset the castle again.
And you're playing this on what?
I'm playing on the PS3 and the Vita. And it has cross-save, so I can save and then start my same save up.
Yeah, you see, I'm not using my Vita to its full potential.
No, man, there's so many good Vita games. There's a lot of good 3DS games, too.
Yeah, when I first bought it, I went crazy buying games. But I need to get back to it. Especially, I'm behind on the Zen pinball tables, which that's really what I use it for.
Yeah. The other ones, what was I going to say? Oh, they're doing a summer promotion right now where they're releasing 4 indie games. And if you buy 2, you get $3 off. You buy 3, you get $5 off. You buy 4, I think you get $10 off. Anyway, all 4 of them are actually really good. Rogue Legacy is the first one to come out, but there's one called Counter Spy. There's one, some kind of music game. It's got a weird name. Starts with an H. I can't remember the other one. Oh, The Swapper is the 4th, which I don't know much about The Swapper, but I already pre-ordered the other ones. Which, if you're a Plus member, you get a discount for pre-ordering, and you get, themes or different unlockables and stuff. Plus, you'll end up getting cash back eventually. Anyway, pretty cool theme, and they're all cross-buy, so they all are on PS3 and Vita. So, anyway, great promotions there.
Hey,
Go ahead. Sorry. Are you going to talk about the flash sale they did?
No, I was going to ask you if you played the Destiny beta.
No. So, they had it free for everybody for 2 days, Friday and Saturday last week. But we went camping on Friday and came back Sunday. So, literally, the entire time we were camping, it was open and I wasn't home.
No, look at me. I made it back home Saturday night. And I was able to download it, and I played it on Sunday. It looks promising. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's what did it play like to you? More like Halo or more like Borderlands or?
It was funny because I was just gonna tell you that it plays like both. Huh. It's like playing Halo in Borderlands world.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
it's not bad. Halo has nice tight controls, but I'm not. Like, everything kind of seems the same to me in Halo. I've played through all of them, but I've never really cared that much. Borderlands I care more about. I like the loot system.
Yeah, and that's what resonated most with me, was the loot system. But I remember when you play Borderlands, if you're playing, multiplayer or co-op, if you grab something, it'll give it to the entire party, right?
Mm-hmm.
And here, so in Destiny, if you find a box and you take something out of it, it won't give it to the entire party. So you have to let your party know, hey, I found a box. So, and if you grab something out of it, you have a few seconds before it disappears. So you have to, I was playing with my friends, and every time one of us found a box, you have to call the entire party, hey, I'm about to open it, so hurry up so you can get something out of it. So
more than one thing comes out of it?
So more, yeah, and my friend will get a gun, and I could get a helmet. So, but if I'm not right there at the second he was opening the box, or, within a few seconds, the box will go away.
Can he pick up both items?
No. You can only get one.
He just pick one.
So I thought that was different. I don't know if that's something, of course it's beta, so they're probably experimenting with that. But in a way, I thought that was kind of cool. Because, you know, when I play Borderlands, you can have someone in the party that's not doing anything ever and still be going up and, you know, level. Still, could still leveling up and getting money and stuff, and they're not doing anything. You know what I mean? So, in here, like, it's like you have to fight for your own stuff.
Yeah, but let's say the other person's finding boxes and just opening them, not saying anything. Couldn't that happen?
Yeah, exactly. And then they're like, oh, yeah. Yeah, so, and it seems like they're always in different spots, too. Yeah, because
so did you just have, like, a small area of the map that you were playing over and over?
No, it seemed like we had, we went to, like, a couple different worlds, it seemed like to me. And, yeah, and the cool thing, and it was, and in those worlds we saw other people that were not in our party, kind of like an MMO type deal. And, yeah, but I only played it for like 2 hours, so I'm not really fully, you know, I don't know how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
You know, I just went on a few missions with my friends, and then we had server issues and stuff, and people started getting kicked out and stuff, so we just stopped playing. So, but based on what I saw, I will still buy it. I will buy it.
Yeah, I have my wife gave me a Best Buy gift card for Father's Day, like 2 months ago. I still haven't used it, so I thought, maybe I'll use it for...
So, still no plans, no reason for you to get a PS4?
Nope. I really just feel like I can skip this generation right now, unless we get another Ratchet and Clank, I just don't see myself.
Yeah, which I'm
sure at some point I'm sure I will, but
yeah, especially maybe after price drop and two terabyte hard drive.
Yeah, you know, if it was backwards compatible and there's a big enough, enough memory where I don't have to delete a game every day.
Yeah, I'd be okay. That hasn't happened to me, but someone that buys games at the rate that you do, I know it will be a problem.
Yeah.
For me, right now, I'm at, on the Xbox One, I'm at like 39% used base.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's the biggest hard drive on the PS or on the 360? Was it 240 or something?
I think 260. I think 320. Wasn't there a 320?
320. 320. Yeah. So I have the 320 Xbox. And I'm constantly deleting stuff. I get down like half a gig, and I just start deleting stuff. Yesterday, I deleted, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 full games. And now I have like 17 gigs. Wow. I'm back to 17 gigs.
Yeah, because, that's crazy.
It's 8 years old, and I don't have any demos on there anymore.
You know.
It's 8 years old, and I have over 500 games on there between arcade games and full games.
Well, believe it or not, I went from 2006 all the way to 2011 with a 20 gig hard drive.
Oh my gosh.
And the only reason I had to upgrade was when Battlefield 3 came out, because I had to install like a graphics pack or something like that, and I just didn't have the space. And I would delete stuff like every day, of course. Like, I would download a demo, check it out, and then delete it, because
yeah,
I didn't have any. Then I upgraded to like 160 gig hard drive, and that was fine. But I wasn't buying games at the rate that you do.
No, one of the cheap ass gamer, they do like a charity drive for Child's Play every year.
Child's Play, right? Yeah.
And they give away prizes, and I won a couple times. But 1 year I won a bigger hard drive.
Cool.
And so I upgraded, I think it was 120 gig at the time, and I only had the 20 gig, so I upgraded to that, and that made me last a little bit longer. But then on my third Xbox 360 died, so when I bought the fourth one, I bought the new model with the biggest hard drive.
Yeah, and you know what? Funny thing is that I still use that 20 gig hard drive on one, because that's where all my Rock Band 3 songs are.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, so I used that hard drive just for that.
Yeah, that's a good idea. So,
yeah, because when I upgraded to the 160 gigs, I didn't get the cable to do the transfer and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so I kept that hard drive strictly just for Rock Band files.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
But I don't know why they're so stingy with that cable. I ended up lending that cable out like 3 or 4 times.
Uh-huh.
It came with the hard drive that I won, And I still have it right now. I kept it through all of them.
Yeah, I was able because, you know, all the other stuff I was able to either re-download to the new hard drive, or if it were saved games, I just uploaded them to the cloud and then downloaded them to the new hard drive. Because, you know, you can do that. But, like, the Rock Band songs were the only thing that I needed an actual cable to transfer. So, and I just never bought one, so.
So, on the Xbox One, is your cloud save infinite, or is it limited?
You know what? I don't know. I don't know.
On 360, is limited. You get half a gig or something? 500 megs?
Really? But do you really need more than that for, say, games?
Probably not. But when they rolled it out, they crashed hard, like, right after that. So, I think it was the second Batman game, Arkham City.
Mm-hmm.
I was using the cloud save, and then Xbox Live was down. So, I was like, well, friggin' hell, I can't even get to my save. So, I stopped using it. On the PS3, I use it all the time. But, of course, around the same time as when they were down for a month.
Ah.
But it hasn't happened since. That was, what, 2 years ago or so?
Yeah, I really don't. I really don't use it. Now I do because I have two Xbox Ones. So, and I don't know if I told you, I switched completely to everything I buy now is just digital.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I bought Watch Dogs. I forgot to tell you that.
Oh, cool.
As soon as it came out because my son wanted it. And yeah, and I bought it digital just because I figure we at some point probably will play it together. You know, just multiplayer.
Yeah, if you end up getting it twice. So.
Yeah, so, and I remember last week, Cheap Ass Gamer, they were wondering, you know, like, what, they were surveying people to give them input as about, you know, what's the value of buying games digitally. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for someone like me, it makes perfect sense. There's no reason for me to buy a physical copy when my son has an Xbox One, I have one. I buy the digital copy. We both have a copy of the game.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, it makes sense for you, but.
Yeah, but for the average Joe that has only one console, it makes no sense because there's no incentive.
There needs to be a deep price difference.
Yeah, there has to be an incentive.
And at least $5-$10 or something, there needs to be a price difference.
Yeah, and because when you buy the physical copy, not only does it have resale value, but it has resale value, and you have a physical copy.
They're having to pay for
You
know, but actual product to be produced.
As a customer, you know, there's a lot more value in just buying a physical copy.
Yeah,
it's the same price, and I have resale value.
Yep.
If I buy digital, it costs me the same as a physical copy, and it has absolutely no resale value.
Yep.
Only at some point it's going to be an inconvenience because I have to delete it off my hard drive.
Yeah. Or if you download the digital, you get X amount of either credits to use in the store, or maybe all the DLC for free, or a portion of the DLC for free.
Something. Yeah, I don't know if the Vita still does, but I remember their digital copies used to be slightly cheaper than the actual physical copies.
Yeah, it was like $2.50
cheaper. Yeah, which was nothing. But I still believe that they need to be cheaper.
Yeah. Nintendo's like going bonkers with that, but none of their stuff has any price difference.
Yeah.
I mean, Mario Kart's $60 on both physical and...
Yeah, they're still trying to figure it out. Yeah, if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't... I wouldn't buy digital, but that's a hell of an incentive for me.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, man, we haven't recorded since Mario Kart 8 came out, and that was like 2 months ago.
Yeah, I think it was like early May or late.
That was the end of May. Yeah, May 25th, I think. Yeah. I actually had a story about that, but.
About what? Mario Kart or?
Yeah, Mario Kart. My wife had a doctor's appointment that day, so she went into work late. She went in at 9, and Target opens at 8, and I can't remember if I had a gift card for Target or something. For whatever the reason was, I had to buy it at Target.
Uh-huh.
So, I wouldn't have to worry about the kids for a full hour. As long as I was home by 8:45, she could make it to her doctor's appointment and then go to work or whatever. So, I go to Target, I get there at 8, There's three, I'm the first person there, and then there's three people come in behind me, And I asked the guy, as soon as I get there, there's two guys working in the game department. I said, hey, I'm here to get Mario Kart 8. I don't see any copies out. He's like, oh, yeah, it came out last week. And I was like, well, you have giant banners hanging off the ceiling 4 feet tall that say it came out today. And he's like, oh, I'll go look in the back. So they both go look in the back. They're looking. They can't find anything. Now these other three people have come up, and they all have reservation cards where they had, I don't know, put down $5 or something to reserve it.
Right.
Either way, they all reserved it. So it turns out they got zero copies. So I was like, well, hell. So I ran home. I got the kids because now my wife had to go to the doctor. I went to another Target, which is a little bit further up the road. They had received three copies, but they were all sold. Uh-huh. By then, they had been open for over an hour, and people... So I don't know what the people behind me in line, where they ever ended up getting copies. So then they said another Target across town had 25 copies. So I was determined to get it, so I drove all the way across town with the kids, and I did get a copy. So I got home, and I played for a little bit, but the kids were up, so it was a lot harder to play, especially the Wii U,
uh-huh.
because they want to grab the tablet, touchpad all the time. Yeah. So anyway, so I wrote an email to Target Corporate, because I used to be a buyer at a small bookstore, and I used to be in charge of the media area at Costco when I worked there.
Uh-huh.
So, I know how it works, and obviously somebody either didn't do their job in ordering or wasn't paying attention, like, hey, we have these giant banners up for the past month. We should probably make sure it's the Monday before. We should make sure they're in transit or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I wrote this big, long email.
And this is pretty much a AAA release.
Yeah, it's a huge release. Like, this is the thing that's going to keep the Wii U from dying.
Yeah.
And they literally had a 4-foot-tall banner on the floor and then another banner hanging off the ceiling. And they'd been there for weeks.
Uh-huh.
At all the locations. Anyway, so I wrote this email to corporate, and I got an email from the manager of my local store, the one closest to my house, saying that she found where the ball was dropped, basically, and she gave me a $20 gift card for my troubles.
Cool.
Which I ended up using to buy a mop, because I have kids, and one of my kids broke our mop. So it was awesome.
Hold on.
The mop was like 1955.
But these are babies. How is a baby breaking a mop?
Well, I mean, my son, they can both walk now. So yeah. they grabbed, the Swiffer mop or whatever, and he sat on it or he dropped it. My wife left it out. Either way, it cracked the plastic. It cracked in half, and you can't fix it. Yeah. So I had to get a new mop.
Hey, cool. At least they gave you $20.
They gave me $20, so I got a free mop that my son broke.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't have had to spend either way. So the only reason I even wrote the angry email, which I was ticked off, but I went to get Donkey Kong Country back in February or whenever it came out, and I got there right when they opened. They had zero copies out. Now, it made me wish I had asked. I just assumed they were sold out, but they probably had them in the back, or who knows if they even ordered them. There's just a blank spot on the shelf.
Uh-huh.
So I walked next door to GameStop, and of course they gave me the whole, did you pre-order it? No. Oh, well, we only order exactly as many as are pre-ordered. Lie. Which is stupid. That's a horrible business model if you're only going by pre-orders. So I was like, oh, whatever, man. I'll just go somewhere else. And he said, well, I'll just sell you one because it's so early in the day. Somebody probably won't come. It's like, don't give me the sob story, man. If you want my money, just give me the product. If you don't, then why are you even here?
Yeah.
I'm not going to pre-order. There's no benefit. I actually went into GameStop before because I started shopping there about a year or two ago, and I said, to see if there was any incentive for pre-ordering Donkey Kong, and there wasn't.
Yeah.
So why should I give them my money to keep earn interest on, which is pennies, but
yeah.
There's no incentive for me to pre-order.
Yeah, and anyway, this pre-ordering incentives are getting so insignificant nowadays.
Yeah.
I remember years ago, you used to get a T-shirt,
or a statue, or a pen, or something.
Yeah, well,
a soundtrack, something cool.
Something. I remember that was that Zelda disc. Do you remember that?
On the GameCube. Yeah, you got the two older games or three older games or whatever.
Yeah, they clearly read not for resale, and then you will see it at GameStop for $35.
Oh, it costs a fortune now.
Yeah,
I think it's $80.
He's really yes. Yeah. Yeah, you see, that stuff went away. Now you get some, some digital goods, an extra gun or something. Who cares about that stuff?
Have you seen the chart on Wikipedia for Watch Dogs?
No.
all the different pre-order things, you'd end up spending like $150 if you wanted everything.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Or it might have even been more. It might have been like $300 if you wanted everything that was released physically. Because every single retailer had different exclusives. Which at this point, they've probably been released as DLC. But
yeah.
Either way, what a headache, man. Even with the like most elite collector's editions, you couldn't get everything.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think there's some sort of controversy too now with like Alien Isolation.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because there's some like... Some mission.
Oh, yeah, it's a mission, but it's using the original cast, the
right,
original film.
And, you know, the funny thing is that that got me to pre-order that game.
From GameStop?
Yeah. Because nice. I'm a fan of the movie, though. I like,
yeah.
Know, that's for me, you know.
That's yeah, and I'm assuming it'll be DLC at some point, because they won't spend all that money to have yeah. Sigourney Weaver come in.
Yeah, unless, you know, I know Sony is doing this, I don't know. Microsoft is doing where you can pre-order online the digital version.
Yeah, Sony does it.
I know they did it. They're doing it with Destiny, but
they did it with Rogue Legacy. When I booted up my Xbox or my PlayStation that day, it was already downloaded and installed.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah, it's awesome.
A game like Alien, I want that DLC bonus.
Yeah,
it's and cool. if they can do that on the Xbox One, I am so canceling my. Pre-order from GameStop.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be DLC at some point on everything.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
Might take a while, but...
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yep.
Anything else you want to hit on?
No, I think I'm good.
We're going about an hour.
Yeah.
And...
Let's try to do this more often now. Now that I'm playing games, shame on me, I still haven't finished Tomb Raider.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And it's sad because, you know, I've lost some interest, so I need to find a way to get back into it. And it's going to have to actually sit down and play straight through because I wanted to play Watch Dogs right after that. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, but too many distractions, too many hobbies. I need to relook my life.
My daughter got a hold of my Xbox controller the other day, and somehow she turned on Skyrim.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, well, it's already on. I might as well play for a little while.
Right.
So I ended up playing more Skyrim. And now, even like today, I was thinking about, man, I just want to play more Skyrim.
How many hours did you put into it total?
Actually, not that many. I would guess maybe 60.
Okay. Yeah, it was.
But I put like 150 into Oblivion.
Oh, really? Yeah, I think the most I played in Skyrim was like 45, maybe 50.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot, but I knew that if I didn't put it down, I was going to probably go over 100. I had a friend that put 200 hours into that game.
Yeah.
So
you can. It's always there for you. It's a game that you can leave and come back to, and you still kind of remember the controls. Like, it doesn't take that long to figure out what you're doing. Where something like Dragon Age, I didn't know where the hell I was supposed to go, what I was supposed to do, what the people with me, what they were doing. I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah, very hard to pick back up.
Good thing. Well, in Skyrim, there's so much to do that anywhere you go, you're pretty good. You'll be okay as long as
It's like going on vacation. It's like, oh, I'd love to go to Vegas again. It's kind of the same thing. Like, oh, man, I feel like being in the world of Skyrim right now.
Hey, did you finish GTA 5?
Yep. Yeah, okay. I did.
You know, it came out. I bought the Xbox One at launch, and I knew it was going to come. Eventually, it'll be announced. So I stopped playing it. Fairly early,
mm-hmm.
And yeah, just because I want to. And the cool thing is that my save game will migrate to the Xbox One.
So, oh, that's awesome! I didn't know that.
Yeah, so I will be buying that and picking up right. You know, I stop right when the third guy gets introduced. What's his name?
Oh, Trevor. Okay. Trevor. Yeah. That's pretty early.
And then so I stopped there, and I was in love with it. I really liked it, but. I just knew, you know, I bought the Xbox One like a month after GTA 5 came out. Said,
yeah.
I'm going to stop because I know, you know. So, and my wishes have been answered. It'll be out sometime this year, and I'm buying the next gen version. It looks a lot better. I don't know if you've seen any of the videos.
I haven't. I mean, the first one looked great.
Yeah.
It's kind of at the end of the games that come at the end of a system are so much better. I mean, it's just really getting the full potential.
Yeah.
So, the games we'll be getting in 5 years on the Xbox One will even be that much better.
Yeah,
I'm sure, I mean, now they're great, but Yeah. Oh, man. That's such a good game.
Yeah, no, but...
And they've been releasing tons and tons of content. So
yeah, I saw a video of GTA 5 running on the PS4, and, you know, a lot more traffic, a lot of animals running. You know, the drawing distance is you know, better.
Better,
yeah. Yeah, so... Yeah, I mean, it was already an amazing game, so... So to improve it, that would be awesome.
I'm jealous of you. You get to play through GTA 5.
And then next gen. Yeah, no, but...
Well, you know, period,
the,
yeah.
The sad thing is that it's going to come out at the same time where, like, Aliens is coming out. Far Cry 4 is also a must-buy for me. I love Far Cry 3. Did you play Far Cry 3? Yeah, that was...
I did, but I didn't finish it because I got stuck.
Really?
Yeah. There's, like, a mission where you have to protect this guy, and you're, like, you're fighting in some gas stations.
Right, I remember
And he
that.
Would always die.
Yeah,
you No matter what I do, he dies. It drives me nuts.
You start with, like, a sniper rifle or something.
Yeah, I think so. I don't remember.
I remember that mission. I died a lot of times there. Yeah, no, I really liked it. I really liked it, and I want to play, you know, Far Cry. But Far Cry 4, GTA 5, Alien, and I don't remember what else. They all come out at the same time. But, you know, that... Right before the holidays.
Yeah. And hopefully Destiny has some long legs. I'll still be playing that.
Yeah, hopefully. Cause not
Borderlands only. Pre.
Damn. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff coming out. You see, you need to take all those old games and trade them in and get you an upgrade.
Nope. Oh, I did actually trade in a bunch of games. Target had triple trade-in value.
What?
They had triple trade-in, like maybe... 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so I looked through my games and like I had Last of Us, which they were giving like $25 or something, so I got $70 just for that. I traded in 6 games. Some of them I hadn't even played, like Sonic Lost World on the 3DS.
Yeah.
And I got $175.
That's not bad.
So that's why I bought Mario Kart 8 at Target,
because
I just got all that money. That's the game card or the gift card. But I still have some of that gift card money left. And they just did double trade-in last week.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had just bought Lego Marvel on Gamefly for $15.
Which is really good.
Which is really good. But then while that was in the mail on its way here, PlayStation marked it down to $8 for download.
Uh-huh.
So I downloaded it thinking, oh, well, I'll just give the other one away or I'll sell it. But then Target had... double trade-in, and it was like $13 there or something.
Uh-huh.
So with the double trade-in, I got $26 for a game that I paid $15 for.
Nice.
That I ended up actually owning for $8.
Yeah. You see, everyone is trying to jump on us on this pre-owned game business.
That's okay. That's all right.
Yeah. And because I remember when Best Buy, I told you, when they first started, they were really aggressive like that, too.
Yeah.
And that's how I got my Vita.
Yep.
I think I remember I got like $50 for Skyrim. Cuz it was like $25 and they were doing double, so I got like $50 for Skyrim. Yeah. Man, and the Last of Us came out for PS4.
Yeah, I that's a game I loved and I'd love to own it, but I loved having the money more. So, I'm sure it'll go free, or like I said, if I get a PS4 someday, I'll pick it up there.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
That's a great game, man.
Yeah, but stuff is exciting. Yeah, I'm considering, you know, if I could catch up, and I'm trying not to get to the same state that I was with the last gen, that it ended and I had to skip a lot of good games just because I couldn't catch up. So right now the plan is to finish Tomb Raider, play Watch Dogs, and hopefully get Last of Us for PS4 and play
that.
You
better be quick, man.
Yeah. How long?
You got Destiny, Last of Us. I mean, you got Destiny comes out in a month, so
yeah. And I know, and the thing with Destiny is that all my friends that I play to, you know, Battlefield with, they're all getting it, so I know we'll be playing that.
Yep.
So, yeah, in between all things. Yeah, but good times, man.
Yeah, I want to give a last minute shout out to Ted, who couldn't be with us, but he actually visited us, and we didn't play very many video games. We played Judge Dredd on the SNES.
Oh, really?
A little Mario Kart 8 and a lot of Boom Beach, and that was about it.
Yeah, did he play some pinball?
I did. Yeah, we played a lot of pinball. It was awesome having someone in the house at all times that actually wanted to play pinball, because my wife usually doesn't.
Yeah, mine doesn't either. My kids don't.
Yeah. That's a bummer.
Yeah.
I hope my kids do.
Yeah.
All right, man. You can check us out, gamingon10bucksaweek.com, G-O-T-B-A-W at hotmail.com, or at G-O-T-B-A-W on Twitter. All right. Cool. So have a good night. Thank you.
All right. We're out.
Bye. Bye.